Good evening, everybody. I would like to declare the annual electors meeting of the Shire of Shark Bay open on the 26th of March 2026 at 5 p.m. I would like to acknowledge the Mulgana people as the traditional custodians of the land and sea in and around the Shire of Shark Bay, and I pay my respects to the elders past, present and emerging. Apologies. I have an apology from Councillor Bellotti, Councillor Cowell, Councillor Johns and Councillor Fenny. I also have an apology from Ms. Finale, Executive Manager and Executive Assistant. I would like to also welcome member of the public, Mr. Shane Thompson.
Hello.
Thank you for attending. Okay. Item 4 of the annual report of the Shire of Shark Bay for the year of year ending 30 June 2025. I would like somebody to move and second the officer recommendation to item 4 of the council agenda. Can I have a mover and a seconder, please? Oh, yes. Move, Councillor, Mr. Thompson, thank you very much. And a seconder? Seconder, Mr. Ridgely. Okay, so is there any questions with regards to the annual report? And as the mover, Mr. Thompson, you're welcome to speak.
No, I don't have any questions.
Thank you very much. Mr. Ridgely?
No, I don't have any questions either.
Okay. In that case, I will ask for a vote from the floor to carry the motion. All in favour of accepting the annual report? Carried 2-3. Do we all vote on this? I'm not sure.
No, just the electors.
Just the electors?
Yep.
At 3.
There's one more person coming.
That'll do. Carried. Yep. It has been carried 3-0. Item 5 of the agenda, general business. Now this is where we get to ask, members of the public get to ask questions of the council and councillors. And I have two questions on notice, and one from Faye Castling and one from Shane Thompson. Would you prefer me to read, or would you like to ask your own question?
Yes, please read them.
Please read them, okay. Question from Faye Castling. On 2029, Swan River Colony established bicentennial celebrations, 200 years old. Has the council any plans to celebrate? May I suggest add to flags outside the council office, the state of WA flag, and potentially a time capsule? The answer, Faye, is at the moment, the council does not have any plans for celebrating 2029, but we will take that as something that we will consider and definitely look at the flag, the WA flag situation. So,
in town, my knowledge is at the school.
At the school, WA flag. Okay. We will. Would you like to comment, Mr. CEO?
Thank you, through the chair. Faye, that we may between now and then we may also be guided by the state in terms of there being a requirement for local governments to acknowledge that particular milestone. So we'll certainly be keeping an eye out for any information that comes via the state, because I would suggest it's probably likely to be a statewide recognition. Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Thompson, would you like to to read your question, or would you like to ask in person?
I'll ask the question in person, yeah. So considering that the world affairs have gone south and fuel prices, as we know, has gone through the roof, and it's now more for fuel than beer and wine. Is the council looking at ways of actually creating resilience within the community of Denham and Shark Bay, in the sense that we know that probably prices won't go down for a year or two now, and tourism is going to take a major impact, being perhaps the biggest income for the Shire. So is there anything that the Shire is planning? Thank you.
The Shire's position on this at the moment is there has been preliminary discussions as to what we do as we get to the other side of this issue with the diesel and the travelling and potentially the tourism. If I can use as an example, just after the COVID lockdowns, the Shire was very proactive and did a very successful advertising campaign, which was then copied by a lot of other councils. And we do have that option, but you don't want to be running it before there's diesel availability or fuel availability to make things happen. So a bit premature with regards to that, but there has been preliminary discussions, and we do have that option that maybe that we down the track we'll see how it pans out. And as I say, we do have a history of being proactive with regards to that. With regards to resilience within the community and the diesel in particular, the Shire staff and myself, we've been in touch with we're so reliant on diesel here, we've been in touch to ensure we have supplies of diesel for our power station, which is so important to us, because without our power station we don't have water as well. We have been assured that the state government has assured us that we will always have diesel for our power station. We have, swinging off that, is also the water desalination, which without power we cannot. And we have been assured that the state government will, in fact, if they do run out of power, they will turn around and bring up diesel and a generator from Geraldton to keep us going. On the other side of that, our Shire Council has been declared an essential service, and as such has been guaranteed, the council itself has been guaranteed diesel. We have also put in place arrangements with the emergency services that if they cannot buy diesel in town because the ambulances and the fire trucks and everything run on diesel, that we will provide diesel from the Shire. So, Mr. CEO.
Through the chair, Shane, I might just give you a little bit of information on how we've been trying to stay on top of the current fuel levels from the Billabong to the Overlander to all of our outlets here in town. So twice weekly we've been getting updates on exactly what quantity each of those outlets has had. In addition to that, we've ensured that our Shire capacity of 15,000 litres of diesel has been maintained all through this period. So that spreadsheet has been issued to key stakeholders twice a week, so that there's a really clear picture on what quantities are where. There's no question that those outlets that were closely aligned to the bigger fuel companies, the Ampol, those that were serviced by Refuel, such as the unmanned service station here, the IGA, and the Overlander, did maintain stock pretty much through, or supply pretty much through this period. It was the independents that probably suffered a little bit, such as the Billabong Roadhouse, which also impacts the fishing tackle shop here in town. So they struggled a little bit, but as of Tuesday, everyone was full again on Tuesday. So we were across as well as we could be all of those fuel levels and when deliveries were expected. There was some level of uncertainty because suppliers, whilst they committed to a delivery, they would not guarantee the extent of that delivery, how many litres would be coming. Thankfully, we got what we needed. So a lot of work went into keeping tabs on those fuel levels throughout the the region.
And the jetty, by the way,
that's the other.
Has a very big reserve of diesel too that we may be able to access, but at least it's in town.
Yeah, so that's Department of Transport infrastructure there. There's a 35,000 litre capacity down there as well for which I'm sure if needed we would be able to access. Yeah.
Okay. And just a follow-up question, aside from the fuel side of things, with the community being impacted perhaps by dropping tourism, is there any community sort of bonding things put in place by community development?
What do you mean by bonding?
Well, just things like, I know we went through COVID and we were supported financially by the government, which was fantastic. I don't see that's probably going to happen this time around. So you may see a influx of, or a lot of people leaving town if they don't have their sort of work in tourism. Things like community garden, just to build community spirits, like a community garden where people can get together and talk and grow veggies.
Yeah, look, I think, Shane, to be honest, once we, I mean, it's probably not front of mind at the moment, given that we've got a cyclone on our doorstep, but there's no question that once we get the other side of this, you know, we're another week into the fuel / cost of living crisis, if you like. It won't be just us that will need to be thinking about how we support our community through that period. I would suggest that there's probably going to be a local government approach, particularly up and down this coast, where we're all going to be affected or impacted via a drop in tourism. So I think there'll be a united front in terms of what we will need to do to support our community and our tourism industry through that period. So all I can say is probably a little early to to provide any detail on anything that we might have planned. We've been a little bit sidetracked in recent days, but no question we will certainly be giving it some attention.
Yeah. Just third question. Just in projecting forward a month, and when sort of fuel's gone up a bit higher, is the idea of having community meetings at the hall, perhaps once every couple of months, just to have people that are knowing what's going on, just to allay community concerns. That in itself can build community spirit if people come, to one area and like a hall and just hear what people have to say.
Yeah, look, I think that's a let's hope we've got a town hall come next week. But certainly I agree, and that certainly wouldn't be off the cards, and certainly something we could consider, unless the president has any other views. But
and my view is the CEO's door is always open to everybody in the community and is well known for that. You have seven councillors that that you can contact that will know as much, and will always take a call. And More than that, if anybody has any questions, well, they will be answered as best they can be at the time. A bit hard to sort of forecast what exactly is going to happen until we get a bit further down the track, and hopefully we're sort of planning for difficult times. Hopefully we don't actually have to implement strategies along those lines, but let's just see how we go for the next couple of weeks.
Through the chair, look, Shane, I can also tell you that we've got a fully staffed more so than in recent years community team. So we'll certainly be putting those guys to work come the other side of this emergency event.
Yep.
Okay. And part of that will be to get out amongst the community and try and understand what the challenges might be.
Always happy to have these ideas put forward, however, and you don't have to wait until a meeting like this.
Yeah.
So
feel
free. Is there any other questions from the floor?
It's not a question, it's a thanking. So I would like to thank Councillor Ridgely for being here today for organising
absolutely the sandbags.
And these two good people that helped But in addition, I'd like to congratulate the council on the foreshore. It's just immaculate, and so is the oval. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
We'll pass that on to the council staff, and thank you, Mr. Ridgely.
And Shane put it all day today and all day tomorrow, so.
Thank you, Shane. Thank you very much.
And it's Shane's place if we're looking for a safe place. To, if we're looking for a safe roof over our head through the cyclone, it's Shane's place.
That should be like a rider.
I am.
Very much. Yeah. Did you have a...
No, I'm fine. You touched on it.
Okay. Any other questions from the floor? Okay. Well, in that case...
Well, this kind of indicates that, you know, the local community have faith in us, that it's not full of people having a bitch.
It is nice to hear...
good observation.
Some compliments, yeah.
Yes, very nice.
Most of the time it's the other way.
And this, and don't worry, the CEO will pass that on to his team, I'm sure. Thank you very much.
Go to the next
week and have a workout. Oh, it will be all hands on deck.
I think we all will. Yeah, it's a, yeah. Hopefully it's a unified effort. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Well, with that in mind, I will close the annual electors meeting of the Shire of Shark Bay of 26th of March 2026 at 5:17
p.m. Thank
you. Thank you very much.
Yep.
Job's done.
Oh, that's okay, so you're just a guest, that's all right.
Yes,
yep. I'll put you down as that.
Do you need my address?
No. Electors and residents, so Ms.
Stacking fishing boxes and tie them all down.
That's it. I've got my glasses on.
Just what was the screen name?
I'm on 19.
For, that's on the US base.
I'm at the back of one.
Yeah. Oh, yes, you are. You're my neighbour.
I've never met you.
Hi. It's Rachel.
Hi, Rachel.
Yeah. Did you bring Faye?
No, she was walking, but I'm not.
He would have got an SMS, everybody in town.
I'm definitely not open for us.